Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though.
Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm Scott Gattun and you are listening to Technori Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. We spent the last half hour listening to commercials and talking about education to our youth. And now we're going to pivot on something a little bit lighter. Sitting next to me, All-Star Press founder and screen print extraordinaire, Zizou Tassef Alenkoff. I got it right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, close enough, which is all that matters. So I'm excited because while I love tech, and when I have the occasional chance to talk about sports tech, that's the best. This is someone who's not in the tech space per se, but printing is sort of a technological way of art. We get to talk about sports.
Yes, we can.
And you're well versed in sports. It's called All-Star. It's the first it's the first ever screen print sports art gallery, if I'm not mistaken, in Chicago.
As far as I know, yeah.
As far as, listen, it's on the radio now. It's real. It is the only one as far as anyone knows. So here's the deal. Where are you from originally?
Well, I was born in San Francisco originally, but I grew up in Paris and London.
Okay.
So Europe.
And then you found yourself in Philadelphia, I take it, because you're a Phillies fan.
Yeah, my dad's family is all from Pennsylvania, so I grew up every summer going back to Pennsylvania and Philly. And my love of American sports kind of started with the Phillies, going to watch Philly games.
What's the time frame on this, just so I understand?
Late 80s, early 90s.
Okay, yeah, so I mean, you've got Lenny Dykstra, Darren Dalton was on that
Darren
team, too.
Dalton, yeah. And then obviously the Howard, Rollins, Utley years.
Yep. Until when things are going downhill for Philly, when Jimmy Rollins ends up on the Chicago White Sox. Because you don't come to the White Sox unless you're I grew up a Sox fan, so I'm not hating, but I got to tell you, you don't end up on the, you know, we've got Roberto Alomar, we got Carl Everett, we ended up with an end of the career George Bell, Albert Bell. It was like our thing. Ken Griffey Jr., Kenny Lofton. Basically, if you were basically done with your career, you came and finished at Chicago and sold some shirts.
Journeymans, yeah.
That's our thing, man. But you know what? Always pretty good at stringing them together, and we had that one run in 2005. We got to win a World Series, which is pretty awesome. I'm definitely a Fairweather fan at this point, and I want to thank you first off for bringing a screen print of the Chicago Cubs stuff. It's going to be fantastic. So anyway, let's get into what you do. Mm-hmm. One more little sports quib in this is that you were responsible for, and I correct me if I'm wrong on this, Nike's Michael Jordan, Air Jordan 29 shoe print, correct?
Yeah, I was commissioned to do all 30 years of the Jordan era, basically. So from all the way from 1984-5, when the first Air Jordan was released, all the way to 2016, which was the 30th year. So they were all displayed in the new Jordan store that opened last year, or the year before, I forget
yep.
now.
Yep.
I think they actually just recently took them down. But yeah, it was a great experience, and I've worked with Nike and Jordan a few times since.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. I don't care what people are talking about. LeBron James, get out of here. I mean, you know, and this is, now I'm going to go on a rant with it, but like I watch this all day long. I'm sure you hear this stuff all day. They talk about best player. Michael might not have been the most physically talented player on earth of athlete of all time. But as far as competitors and the best pedigree of all time, I mean, how do you compare with Michael Jordan's, what he has done in his career?
Yeah, I mean, I'd put a Bill Russell up there too, but
yeah,
just because of the championships. But
he's got, what is was it nine for him? Red Auerbach had 11, correct?
I believe so.
Something
yeah.
like that, yeah. That's Bill Russell.
Lot.
It's, I mean, he was the first ever real, I mean, George Mikan's the first scoring center. He was ever the first like defensive, rebounding, blocking, total force Bill Russell.
And it's each era, you know, you separate them so much. Because, I mean, yeah, LeBron James and this whole era is so physical. It's such a, they're just gigantic people in general.
And so I'm going to use this I'm glad that you described it in the physical sense, because that's what I want to kind of transition ourselves over to what you guys actually do. Because I think one of the coolest parts about screen print stuff is that you can, it's like pausing. It's like the sports card for an adult,
mm-hmm,
is basically
absolutely
how I look at this. Like I get a paused moment of watching one of my favorite athletes of all time in a moment which was maybe historic in the sake of the Cubs last year.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the whole poster industry for the most part in the last like 5 to 10 years has become a collector's thing. And it's just like collecting baseball cards or, you know, sticker packs or sticker books or whatever. So there's a big element of that nostalgia and that collecting, you know, mentality.
Yeah, and you know, I guess we kind of preface the show, and I mentioned the fact that we were always talking about tech, and I guess the reason I brought that into this is that tech does impact this a great deal, not just in how you make it, maybe, but also the fact that I feel like, for me at least, I was a huge card collector. I still have all of my baseball cards and basketball cards, card, and they're like in my bedroom. It's pathetic, but at any rate. It didn't seem to take off or continue to the next generations, which were digital. And I feel like you lose out on some of the nostalgia and the moments. Cause you're like, well, that's just a picture among the 16,000 pictures I have on my phone. Sure. And what you have created is something that takes the concept and blows it up on a greater scale to where it's now, and not that cards aren't art, but it's real art.
Sure.
And ultimately for me, as I grow out of it, maybe hopefully this also resonates with younger people. But for me, when I got to see what you were up to, it was kind of like, took me back to when I was like 10 years old and I was super excited to see like, oh, that's like, you know, that's MJ, that's Scottie Pippen card. Like, right. That's awesome.
And again, it kind of goes back to, you know, the history of who we are. It's you know, this whole business has been run by the gig poster industry that originated in the, you know, 70s and 80s. And that, again, is based on nostalgia. It's based on the first show you went to, you know, that memory, the first game you went to, whatever. So they're all family-based things, I think.
And that's where you got your – we'll kind of go into you. I mean, that's where you got your start in all this stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
and we actually had a guy in here just the other day who was obviously on the musical side, which you were obviously very familiar with, who was on a lot of – he made a living being on street teams. Mm-hmm. He was essentially outside of every local venue here. And not to go way into the weeds with this, but the main thing is that essentially all of the smaller artists who come in with the big artists have no representation whatsoever. And so if you don't have a street team and great art to make people around you feel like really jazzed about what you're doing, no one's going to know who you are. And so having a person like you tell their story in a physical form, maybe without that, no one would know who they are.
Right.
So what kind of inspired you when you got to that point? You're like, all right, this is cool. I'm doing this. I want to have my own sort of artistic take and do what I want to do and go into sports in particular. I'm sure you do other things, but sports being the main thing that we know about, and led you to create your own art gallery. Walk me through how that whole thing took place.
It started, I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years now, and 4 years ago I opened a retail space in Logan, another one. And I left there last year, and that was also a gallery retail space where we sold mainly prints and street art and, you know, whatever kind of art. Having left there and deciding that I wanted to continue doing something like that, the most logical thing for me was sports, because A, I don't think that the market's really been tapped. Very, you know, seldom do you get nice sports art. It's usually pretty tacky and corny.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of times we get them as gifts, and I think we all know where this ends up, right? Like somebody sends me, like I'm a big Northwestern fan. They're like, oh, here's a Northwestern picture of some linebacker, like stiff, like, exactly. You know, that's going to end up in the garbage, right? Like, I don't want to be a jerk or whatever. I mean, I'm going to hold on to it in case you come to my house in the next week and a half. But sure. As soon as you're past expiration date on the comeback, that thing is trash.
Right.
And so what I think about what you're doing is and this is a really challenging thing. This is why there can only be one of you, or, you know, a very few number of people who really excel at this, is you've got to create something that's so inspiring that I actually want to spend money to put a frame on it.
Sure. Absolutely.
And that's the cool part.
But it also needs to be accessible. And that's a big component of what we do, and what we plan to do is be accessible to the general public. And that's what, whether it's a price point or just the feel of the space. And I feel like that's, to an extent, that's what sports does. It brings people together.
Well, that's the coolest thing about sports from my end. And that's why, like, we talk a lot about sports on the podcast and things like that, because quite honestly, like, one thing that we could find in common with every single person walking through here right now is that like one out of every five has like some sort of a shirt that represents some sort of a team. And it could be a complete stranger, and that stranger could be having literally the worst day of their life and have someone sit down next to him and be like, yeah, did you see Anthony Rizzo pop that home run last night? Dude was boss. And now all of a sudden that crappy day just got turned upside down. And imagine if that nice friend was you and you handed them a screen print and they'd be the happiest man in the world. It'd be perfect. Not to go, you know, into the next thing for you, because honestly, you're still in this and this is a brand new thing. But as a person who obviously has a pretty keen eye for where things are going artistically, where do you see things going? Like, do you think that screen print is the ender for you and you're going to keep doing that kind of stuff? Or do you see something more in the digital art space? Or is there anything else that sort of catches your eye that you want to, you could see a pivot from this down the road?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely, I'm an illustrator and a printer at heart. So that's kind of, I think, where the crux of the business is going to stay. But my main goal is to try and down the line is to do it so where, you know, you get, like, for instance, you can go to Nike and get custom shoes made.
Yep.
Any color you want, logo, put it somewhere, where, you know, whatever. So the idea is to bring in that digital aspect of customization and be able to, you know, you're yep. a big Northwestern fan or whatever, you can get your own jersey printed yeah. by us, and it's a one-off customized.
Yeah, and to kind of like double back on that, I was actually going to say this before you went into that, was we talk about the marriage between digital and a real person, right? We talk about this on our show all the time about robots and AI and how we're essentially replacing human beings. There are certain things, and this is why the education conversation was so important, and I also think the artistic conversation is so important, that to date, at least, you will not or rarely find something that is not man-made that a person can look at and instantly find real inspiration.
Sure.
If it's printed and it was completely devised by AI, and maybe over time we'll change that, but
I mean,
for
we
now.
Were in the green room, we were just talking about cursive handwriting, how, you know, digital aspects are totally erasing that. And, you know, vinyl's coming back in a big way. Cassette tapes are coming back yep. in a big way. Posters have boomed in the last.
Well, because
like,
we get so
years.
Little human, like true exactly. human interaction that yeah. we starve for. I'm starved to see it. And I think what's cool is that you could put a EnterTech, put a screen printed logo on my Nike shoes, but I will see in that your hand inspiration. Like it's something custom for me that sure. for whatever reason, a human being can look at artwork that you did and pull some sort of inspiration from or emotionally connect with why you did that stroke when sure. you illustrated that, you know, before you went on. So very, very cool. Where do people go to get this stuff, to get themselves a nice screen print like you gave me?
Well, they go to 2775 North Milwaukee Ave. Next Friday, we open.
Very cool.
From 6 to 10 p.m. It's open to the public. And then on the Monday following, which is June 5th, our website will launch, which will be www.allstarpresschicago.com.
Very cool. And lastly, I have to tell you, just because we've got our Technology Showcase coming on Tuesday, and are you familiar with Lost Arts over at the Goose Island?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So Charles Adler's going to be with a show, and Creighton Berman, who's a designer and maker. I just feel like that's a space that if you weren't familiar with, I had to inform you
for
on.
Sure, yeah.
I feel like
it's
that would fit perfectly for you. And we were just there not long ago doing a tour, and there's a bunch of kids that were actually asking questions about this and 3D printing and some other things. So if you haven't gotten more involved, there's plenty of people who I think would be inspired by you.
Definitely, I'll look into it.
Very, very cool. Thank you so much. So anyway, we are going to take a little time to pay some bills, and we'll be back after this with my 5 good minutes.